So what do we know? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network, sponsored by Prilosec. Go to PrilosecOTC.com for a special offer. So what do we know at this point? Well, we know that the government has a database of every phone call made since 2001. We know that the NSA could, for example, get a list of everyone who picked up a phone in Dubuque and called Pakistan between midnight and 1 a.m. last Saturday. We know that the NSA has so much information, they can now tell you how many Americans really are linked to Kevin Bacon. But we also know that they would never do that because they're only looking for terrorists. Although at this point, they're only looking for stupid terrorists who don't read the paper and still use phones. Most important, we know that we're not supposed to know any of this because it's a secret, just like Valerie What's-Her-Name. So what do we do about it? Well, it's obviously not going to stop, so the NSA needs a positive spin. Okay, how about this? We all know that most of us who use telephones are innocent, and by now the NSA knows that too. So suppose, instead of just using this data to catch the terrorists, the NSA uses it to reward the non-terrorists. So if it turns out that a guy called Pakistan 500 times to speak with his elderly mother, he gets the NSA Family Values Medal. You could have a whole series of medals. Bronze if you go 5 years without calling a terrorist, silver if you go 10, gold for 20. And as for terrorists calling in, you could have the Busy Signal Club with a cool NSA code ring for people who voluntarily leave their phones off the hook so the terrorists go straight into voicemail, which, as we know, is truly escape-proof. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.